IVM.
Folks, welcome to Paisa Paisa, brought to you by Cred, the most rewarding credit card bill payments app. I'm your host Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter, and my guest today is Vishal Ranjan, founder and CEO of a very, very interesting product, the V-Card. Let's find out more. Vishal, welcome to Paisa Paisa. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Hi Anupam, how are you doing?
All well, thank you. Let's start. Man, I have to ask, right? I'm trying to understand the problem that V-Card seeks to resolve, right? Because there are three services it covers and it's all three are quite big. So let's start with the very first one, UPI, right? People have got GPay, they've got digital wallets, they've got bank accounts. So where do you think there is actually room to improve on the UPI start, UPI part? Let's start from there.
Okay. So if you see this way, I used to call the 8-11 of Indian fintech industry, that's the demonetization. Before that, the only way the fund transfer used to happen was the bank accounts. You'd have your, you know, IFSC and the entire bank card number. Then there are digital wallet scheme where you have to load your money from your account to a wallet. From there, it will move from one to the other. And then came UPI, where the money you did not need to load. It could go from one bank account to the other part. So in that case, almost the next logical step is to move the money from a credit account. Even if I don't have money from my account, imagine earlier I used to load my money to Paytm and Paytm to somebody else. Here what we are saying, somebody else is giving you money. Move the money instantaneously through UPI to anybody you want. And that's the destination VPA that we talk about. So V-Card per se, or in fact in the easier word that we use, is a digital credit card, is a logical next step from, you know, the wallets going to Google Pay or the UPI debit cards, as we'll say, because the money used to go away from your bank account, to credit card, which is possibly the 3.0 of post 8-11 issues.
Interesting. So folks, this is V-Card, right? If you're interested in the website, you can go right now and check out vcard.ai. We're going to drill down everything about V-Card on this episode. We are just trying to establish where the product fits in this entire payments landscape of India, which, you know, is probably among the best in the world, right? Vishal, because the kind of pace with, I mean, UPI has just exploded. If you look at the way that you can make payments now through UPI, I think this is among the best in the world, would you say?
Yes, what do you think? Is. In fact, in the US, if you are moving money, it takes 2 days for the money to reach your account. Wow. Here we are talking about, you know, not even 2 seconds. The money flies immediately. So that way, the fintech stack that we have, the maturity is definitely ahead of pretty much all geographies that we know.
Great. So we covered UPI, Vishal. Let's go into credit cards. Credit cards, you know, I think I like the statistic that's there on your website, that a lot of people keep on talking about the scale of debit cards versus credit cards. So let's go a little bit deeper into credit cards. Where is the use case right now, which I think all of us know, but why does that really not solve a wider set of problems? Let's go into that.
So interestingly, the two industries which have seen so much of action, one is on the lending side, one is on the payment side. We have seen, you know, wallets this side and the lending part of it, what we talk about. The industry which is on the cusp of these two, which is lending and payment, that is credit card, has seen pretty much zero innovation in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. So when Diners Club came to India in like 91, 92, there also the story was, I'll give you offers in these 4 or 5 restaurants. Today, when IDFC Bank launches a new credit card, I still say, I'll give you offer in these 4 or 5 restaurants. So if the plastic card of 3-inch by 2-inch has not innovated over so many years, we would possibly see that this is possibly just the next, when I was using the word 3.0, this is possibly just waiting to happen. A digital credit card, a mobile credit card is almost logical. Why should I keep a plastic in my wallet, especially in the corona time? I don't want to give a plastic. And, you know, essentially this product has stayed unchanged for such a long time. So from our side, if we see what are the places it helps you, in general, the UPI on the top of it creates a huge, larger acceptance network. So right now with all the Pine Lab and Bharat Pay and all that we know, essentially you can pay only to 15 lakh merchants across India where you can use your plastic card. With a UPI, I can pay to 15 crore people. I can pay to Anupam, I can pay to my friend, I can pay for my grocery guy, I can pay to my carpenter and so on and so forth.
Let's rewind that. Let's just hold on to that for a minute. Okay. So you're saying with a credit card, which is like you said, plastic, with a normal plastic, you can just cover 15 lakh merchants all across India. You're saying that once you switch to UPI, which I'm assuming also means debit cards,
yeah,
you expand that to 15 crores.
Correct.
Wow. One. Wow. Go on. Yeah.
Now, push this envelope slightly better, because credit card was normally high ticket spend, 1,000 rupees, or, you know, I will be going to a restaurant or doing online purchases. Now, if I have a credit card that I can pay 20 rupees for my grocery or 200 rupees for my fuel, 2,000 rupees for make my trip, and even 20,000 rupees for my rent, practically my entire monthly bill I can pay through this credit card. Earlier, even you have an Amex card or a Stancy card or whichever the best card, you would possibly cover only 20%, 30% of your basket in terms of spend. For the rest of it, you'll do cash, Paytm, whatnot. Here, you have one credit card which pays all of that's needed. And because it's credit card, you get 30 days to repay. So if your salary is delayed in COVID times, there are, you know, multiple emergencies that can come in, or you need to pay to your parent at your hometown, you cannot pay by an Amex card. You cannot pay by HDFC card. You can move money, and you know that, okay, at the end of the month, I'll get a salary. Even if it's 1 week here and there, I know that I can tide through this situation. So this unique situation where you have a line of credit, you have money which is available, 50,000, 1 lakh, 2 lakh rupees, versus, you know, I don't have money in my account and I have to plan for 50,000 rupees, take a short-term loan, or I have to postpone a purchase, you know, go in an emergency in a different way. So both of these worlds come together in a very nice way in a UPI credit card.
Great. And the last piece of the pie, right? And this is what I find really interesting. Loans and credit lines, right? Because the V-card gets that also. And so what I want to understand from you, since you understand the entire scape better, the landscape better than me, I've had so many fintech startups on my show, and we can see that the lending part of fintech startups has really boomed. So I would assume that credit to anyone today is like pretty damn easy. But even then, where do you think are the problems?
So on the credit card we spoke about, it was always used as a payment instrument. Means when you and I had taken a credit card earlier, it was not because you and I didn't have money. We took it from the convenience side of it. Whatever, the 30 days interest-free or reward points and bells and whistles that come. So credit card normally is not seen as a loan product. You will not take a credit because the interest rate goes for 45%, 50%. We'll talk about the charges in a moment. But the moment you bring a UPI kind of a credit card together, this solves your financial up and down personal finance needs that you'll talk about. For example, you know, while we say that now with all the fintech lending, people, somebody is targeting only students, somebody is targeting blue collar employees and whatnot. So number of people who are potentially available for credit, we are talking about close to 40 crore people in India have a CIBIL report, have a bureau report. 3 crore people have credit card. So there are still 37 crore people who are potentially good for a credit in some fashion, do not get a credit card. The reason for that is two things. One, in general, credit cards are complex and hence they have kept it for an exclusive side. Second, loan by definition is seen, at least by the lenders, as a distress product. You don't have money, that's why you have taken a credit card. So there's an adverse selection, they say. That they will like to give a credit card to a fellow who does not want a credit card. They will not give a credit loan to a fellow who wants a loan per se. So because that is how the industry has been structured. The good part of having something like a UPI credit card is, one, it's a convenience thing. It gives you much more, like a credit card, you can keep it when you pay, use it when you pay kind of stuff. The other part is that you, in the moment of distress, you don't need to go and ask, or forget distress, even if there's a discretionary purchase, I want to buy a better refrigerator, I want to buy a better LED TV. I don't need to go and take a loan at that time or figure that out whether the rates are higher or lower. I can take this through, convert into an EMI the way I would like it to. So once you are good for 5 lakh rupees or 1 lakh rupee, whatever is the credit limit, you do not need any other loan product. So from our perspective, we are essentially, we are targeting, we have multiple products, some for the super prime people who already have credit cards. Around 60% of our customers are the, for them, we are the first credit card. For them, we are the ones who started them into a credit card model. So that way, it is, the intent is that don't stay to the exclusive 5% of the industry. See if we can expand to all and everybody.
Hmm. Interesting. I just, you know, I want your point of view on just one thing. I was having this conversation with somebody on, you know, somebody on Twitter that just marked me saying that all he wants is an overdraft. You know,
yes,
he doesn't want a credit card because that binds him to 45 days payment. He doesn't want, you know, one of these other products that a lot of the fintech startups are offering, because you essentially have to repay them, or there's, you know, there's an EMI system or stuff. He just says that, listen, I'm a salaried guy. Okay, my credit score is reasonably good. Okay, it might not be an 800 plus, maybe it's an 50, whatever. But no one out there wants to give me the traditional overdraft. You know what's a traditional overdraft?
I mean, you would know. You need a bank.
Yeah, I mean, you probably need an FD, or you need like a 10 lakh FD, they'll give you an 8 lakh OD. What is the problem out here? Why can't I just have
because actually what you said is the voice of customer multiple times. We have built this product on this thesis that I need 10,000 rupees today. I use it. I repay 5,000 rupees after 3 days. Then I again use 15,000 and I repay 7,000 after 7 days. Whenever I have money, I keep repaying. While at the end of the month, I still get one single bill. What is my debit, credit, what is the total charge? On that, I want to make a minimum amount due. My life goes on. So what you said is something which is intrinsic to vCard, and it's a voice of customer all through, because in a credit card world, it's not meant to be used that way. They say it's interest-free, not free, 45% suddenly charges. We don't put any sudden charges. Whatever it is there for you to see at any point of time. You can see your statement. And what you just said, overdrafts are traditionally linked to your savings account part of it. Those constructs are possibly, you know, good for 90s and 2000s world. Right now, I will not open a bank account to get an OD. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. From my perspective, give me a limit, give me an app, give me a way to make a payment through UPI. And essentially, if you think of a credit card, what it is, it's a line of credit or an overdraft with a way of making a payment. vCard is exactly that for you.
Yeah, so we'll get into this on the other side of this break, Vishal, because I want to understand how vCard would solve this person's problem, because I think during that conversation that we had on Twitter, somebody actually recommended the vCard to him. I'll send that thread to you on Twitter. I just want to understand how it works versus an OD, but we'll do all of that on the other side of the break of this break, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the vCard special. My guest, Vishal Ranjan, CEO of vCard. On the other side, we're going to talk about exactly what the vCard does. Stay tuned and we'll be right back after this credit convenience break. And welcome back to this special episode of Paisa Vaisa, the vCard special. My guest, Vishal Ranjan, CEO vCard. Vishal, the stage is yours. Just please, you know, explain to us how exactly the vCard works and how it solves each of the three problems that we spoke about in the first part, UPI, credit card, credit link. Tell us.
Cool. So the easiest answer for people who want to understand vCard versus others was starting from that if my Google Pay, Phone Pay is like a debit card, vCard is a credit card. It gives me 30 days to make a repayment. So far, so good. Because it's a UPI, it's better than any other credit card simply because I can use it the way I like it for my entire monthly budget. And once it is there, I don't need to compulsorily convert into an EMI. We talked briefly about a loan products in the industry. Mostly they say it's a credit line, they say it's a buy now, pay later, whatever the words. But the moment you take, say, 50,000 rupees off your Bajaj FinServ plastic card, that 50,000 automatically converts into an EMI. And then you are stuck for 3 months, 6 months, foreclosure, whatever it is. Here, the idea is how vCard works for your entire limit is, number one, you can pay through UPI for as small as 20 rupees to 20,000 rupees, whatever that's needed. You can repay any point of time, however what you want. There's a daily interest kind of a product that is there. And then you, at the end of the month, you get a single bill in which there is a minimum amount, around 5% you have to pay whatever is the outstanding. Now, if you do not have money, say you have bought a large refrigerator or something like that by a fancy mobile phone, you can convert your entire monthly bill into an EMI. So it's your prerogative. It's not mandatory. If I have 40,000, I'll pay 40,000. But I don't want to pay 40,000. Otherwise, my rest of the month will get stuck. So I want to pay 5,000 into 8 or something like that. On one click, not one purchase, not TV, fridge, but all my entire last month's expenditure, my entire bill, I convert into EMI. So yes, you can pay through a UPI. So it's better than a Google Pay, Phone Pay from that perspective. It is allows you to pay anywhere. So it's better than your ICICI, HDFC credit cards. And it allows you to on-demand loan or OD plus personal loan. So it allows you to be better than a Kisht or a MoneyTap or a Bajaj FinServ products.
Okay, let's take a very typical example out here. Okay, which probably you've seen from the usage of vCard. Walk us through the most common use case or utility that you see people doing? Is it, for example, someone, you know, there's, let's say there's an Amazon big whatever, there's a sale out there and there is a, I don't know, let's say 40,000 rupees TV, which is exclusive out there. Walk us through how the V-card works in helping me. And it would be great if you could help us with some numbers out there. You know, just an hypothetical example of interest rates. Let's say that I had already spent 10,000. This is 40,000. So let's just go through that.
Cool. So the way it will work here is actually the Amazons and the buy now, pay later options that you're seeing, those things are anyway available on V-card. So that is something which I would say is the hygiene. But here what you would possibly do is say you have bought the 40,000 rupees TV. It's got delivered. You have only 7,000 right now, which you want to repay so that I don't have interest. So now your balance is 33. You carry it through the month. And at the end of the month, you want that 33 to become, you know, 3 into 11 or something like that.
Sure.
Your prerogative, your choice. That, so it's not that you have to do it at Amazon alone or whatever the discounts are. Now, expand this solution, not just for Amazon's 30,000, but I have paid my maid. I have paid my grocery. I have paid my tiffin wala. I have paid my all of that. I kept spending here and here. And there was a financial emergency. I had to, you know, go
Correct.
For a CT scan. And I have a 15,000 rupees CT scan. There's no Amazon sitting there. Now, suddenly I found that my monthly budget has gone off the hand. I can ask for a hand loan. I can call my friend. I can part of it. Instead, I know, hey, don't worry. If my salary is 50,000 and I have another 50,000 of my overdraft limit, as you talked about, I go and spend. Because it's a UPI, I can pay to a hospital. I can pay to anybody. Now I have an entire monthly bill of 60,000. Rather than Amazon TV conversion, the 60,000 I'll pay on 5 into 8. Or I'll just pay whatever I can. I'll pay 30,000. Rest of the 30, I'll convert into an EMI. So this is the bigger use case. Okay. We'll talk about the rewards, etc. separately. But important, in the direct payment construct, this is something that I have my secret godfather behind me, that I don't need to ask for a hand loan. Normally, for 2,000 rupees, you will not even take a loan. For 5,000 rupees, you will not take a loan. And those are the times either I have to make a payment or I'll say, landlord calls you. You don't want to feel bad to the landlord every month. You say, go ahead and pay his 20,000 rupees. I know my salary will come. So yes, you have to be responsible. Don't overspend. That is the whole idea which we also try to support. But if you are responsible, this is the best product that you can get in the industry.
Okay, I have two questions for you right here in this example itself, since you mentioned, you know, fruits and groceries and maid and whatever it is, domestic help. So you're saying that the V-card can actually make those payments?
Yes.
To the neighborhood grocery. Okay, so you're saying that whoever it is, the maid, driver, veggie, fruits, all he needs to do, he needs to have a UPI account. Or rather, he just needs to have a bank account. He could have a QR code of a GPay or Paytm or whatever.
Anything.
You're saying that I can actually use a credit line to pay for a maid, driver?
Every single thing.
Okay, interesting. Okay. And the second question I had is, I think this is probably a good time for us to get into the interest rates out there, since we spoke about the...
Sure.
Let's say that I spent 40,000, I paid 7,000, so I've got an outstanding of 33,000 and I want to do 3 months of 11,000 each. How will that work for me?
So now this 33,000 you can convert into an EMI which would be cheaper than anything else in the industry. And the reason for that is we don't see it as a one-time relationship. Unlike in a personal loan where you give a loan, you know, after installments, you don't have a relation with us. Here, it's a long-term, multiple months, multiple year engagement. So typically, if you go to, say, right now, one of our banking partners is RBL Bank. In RBL Bank's online website, if you go for a personal loan, that might be anything between 20% to 24% kind of is the personal loan interest. V-card rate would be 15% to 16%. So the reason is because it's a longer term relationship.
Yeah.
Similarly, if you're talking about an overdraft product where the relationship came that can I give just here 5,000 today and 3,000 back. These rates are in the range of 1 rupee for 1,000 rupees spend per day. So it translates to around 0.1% per day charges. This again is lower than what you will find in any BNPL product simply because these are meant for multiple engagements. What becomes sweeter and possibly goes to our next question sometime part of it is you are also making payments and hence you are talking to merchants. And so we can bring in meaningful merchant rewards, which can reduce these interest costs. So if you are saying, say paying 10,000 rupees in a month, your full interest calculated comes say 100 rupees. Getting 100 rupees cash back from the ecosystem is not a huge problem for you. So what I'm trying to say is that don't see only on the interest part of it, but as a life cycle, 1 year journey with V-card, these costs are definitely lower than anything that's there in the industry. Screen by screen comparison.
Okay, understood. So since we're talking about reward points and we're talking about the interest cost, let's look at in detail how is the product priced. Are there any fees for joining in? You know, just an indicative. And you just mentioned about one set of interest rates about how if you were to go in a bank, then it would be about whatever, 20-24%. Here is 15. So let's just walk through each and every of these benefits in terms of reward points and charges in terms of, I don't know, you know, there might be a processing fee or anything of that sort. Let's just go through that in detail.
So first question here, it's obviously a zero annual fee product. So when normally means when you join, normally credit card starts from anything 500 to 5,000 rupees, depending what kind of credit card. Here, you download the app, there is no cost to it for sure. Thereafter, we allow you to spend for a year. At the end of 1 year, if you have spent more than 1 lakh, then it continues to be free. Otherwise, there's a 500 rupees renewal charge. So that is the only cost you're seeing there. The other set of costs that you typically see is on the interest kind of a component. If you are on the EMI product, I said the interest is pretty much standard. Normally, EMI comes with 2% processing fee. So that is standard from the part of it. If you're in a credit line kind of a program, most of it is something which is the range of 0.1% per day kind of a story. So these are the two products we talked about. Our late fee, etc., are lowest in the industry. Normally, what you see late fee going to 1,000 rupees. I have a cap of never more than 300 rupees. So those kind of things we have put together in the credit line program. So that, and if the intent here, I think more than the charges, the intent here is to work with the customer to ensure he's financially responsible and he does not get into a loan trap. So for example, I'll give you a specific use case. I have got calls like on Twitter you're getting in where people thought that their credit card minimum amount due was the same as EMI. So they kept paying the minimum amount due and they got suddenly a bloated 5 lakh rupees bill. Now the problem with this guy, one, there's a financial literacy question. Second, the bank chose to keep reaping this guy continuously. In case, say for example, if he didn't have money or if he's getting into this, I would have actually gone, we are doing that on our V-card. I'll talk about the support model there, in which we proactively say, hey, if you don't have money, why don't you convert into an EMI rather than paying a minimum amount due and get into that, you know, high interest charges. Right. So this is something which we do very proactively. If you're getting late on your payment, it's a mobile app. I can give a notification. We have 100% customer support only on WhatsApp. You don't need to call the call center, press 1-2 and listen to Beethoven for 30 minutes. Doesn't work. From our perspective, you are trying to make a payment and imagine the, you know, card does not work. You are looking like a fool in front of your friends or your guest, whatever it is. You can't call the call center and then you just say the card is not working. Here, you can actually talk to an agent instantaneously or through a chatbot, resolve the issue then and there. So these kind of ways are there to reduce your cost, make you more financially responsible, get the information to you so that you don't get into a debt trap.
How does the cash part of this work? As in, can this work as an ATM card or can I load money into my bank account? How will that...
Okay, that's an interesting place to see because normally cash withdrawal charges and credit cards are prohibitive.
Yeah.
Here, it's UPI. I can move the money if I can pay to my grocery and the maid. I can pay to my wife and to my own account also. So you don't need a cash withdrawal at all. So yes, you cannot use the app right now because the UPI is not available on ATMs. You cannot go and scan a QR and pay from the ATM. But you can move money to any bank account. The moment you have moved the money to the bank account, whatever you want to use as a cash or whatever it is, the intent here is we are moving to a cashless society, but cash will continue to be there. So we are allowing those avenues. We don't even check whether you are paid to your bank account or whether you are paid to a restaurant account.
Merchant, yeah. So are there any charges on that? Those?
No, nothing.
Okay. Let's go to understand who is this for, you know. One way of asking it is what is the eligibility for applying for a V-card or who are you aiming this at, right? Because I already have a credit card and I already have a bank, whatever it is. So it might not be for me, but who are you targeting here on this?
So first thing means for you as well, I hope that at the end of 30 minutes, you see that it makes sense to have this as well, if not better. And I'll give a better answer here. In the credit card world, they use this, which is your primary card. When you get to a petrol pump, which is the plastic that you pull out. This card in general has been a primary card for 99% of our customers. The reason is I'm getting one bill for my entire spend. Why will I spend some here, some there and all of it put together? So hence, for you or for me, because it's a UPI part of it, and I can, you know, in fact, we are sending a plastic card from RBL in general. just in case you're missing your plastic card also. So by the way, why is it better than plastic card? Because I'm also sending you a plastic card. So that way for you and me, or people who are slightly on the having three or four cards, savvy people, still have a use to have the first UPI-based mobile credit card with you. Nobody else has it. So that is best for anybody. But we have cut down our product construct to move away from elitist, only that, you know, 2%, 5% here. People with 25,000 rupees salary are eligible. In fact, 70% of our customers are between 25 to 50,000 salary. In fact, I told you, good 60% of our customers, we are the first credit card they're getting. So the intent here is not to keep selling a fellow as an Amex and then HDFC says that I can sell you one more credit card. That is not what we want to do. What we want to do is that, hey, get exposed to the product. If you are possibly you're not eligible to the super prime product per se, get started, keep repaying. It improves your credit behavior and you can keep graduating through the product. So right now we have two products. One is a UPI credit card powered by RBL Bank. It has the entire 30 days interest fee and whatever we spoke about in terms of plastic. That is typically targeted to the premium customer, or I would say the prime customers. And then we have a UPI credit line, which is more like an overdraft product, which is targeted for slightly on the next, we call it near prime customer. So they may not have a credit card now, but they are possibly going to have it in 6 months to 1 year.
Okay. What is the process of applying and how does this work? I mean, I'm sure that's
30 seconds. 30 seconds it takes. Go to the website. In fact, even if you don't want to install the app and play around, because that is something which obviously we encourage, go to the website. It's just name, age, gender, PAN number, current address is all that we need. If you are approved, then you do a digital KYC. There's no paperwork. In fact, normally origination of credit card is like phone verification, residence verification, employer verification, bank statement. All of that we have crushed it down to digital KYC, whatever is the regulated side. If you have your Aadhaar number in your hand, if you have PAN number in your hand, pretty much you can get it instantaneously. In fact, one of the campaigns which we are doing, we are saying forgot the wallet on the usual wallet, just forget the wallet. You don't need the wallet because you can go to a restaurant. If you have forgotten your wallet, you can download the app, get it activated, make the payment and walk out.
How would that work? I don't have a plus. So what, I mean,
if the restaurant, in fact, we have done this video there where the fellow has come with a payment to be paid and by the time he's just coming through, I know that I'm not carrying my wallet.
Correct.
I can download my app. I can put my Aadhaar and PAN number then and there. My card gets approved, activated. You make a payment and walk away.
Okay.
That that's fast.
He probably shows me a QR code or something because, okay, got it. Okay, fine.
In fact, by the way, by regulation, now all the restaurants or establishments with a plastic machine have to have UPI payments.
Okay. Okay.
So you cannot have, whether you're in a Taj hotel or which are the highest end, which earlier used to not have QR, they correct, need to accept UPI.
Okay. And I have to ask this, what happens in case of defaults? I mean, I'm just trying to understand because, you know, there's a pretty heavy price in case of credit cards,
sure,
devolving that whole thing, going, it's, and you know,
in fact, that is something which has created a lot of bad mouths to the industry in general, and possibly there were vested interests because that was a huge income source for them. Mm. But I would say largely, means they ultimately default in general in this world comes to the same intent to pay and a default, you know, ability to pay problem. So if you say intent to pay, the guy doesn't have 2,000, 3,000 rupees minimum amount due, that is unlikely to the set of customers we are talking about. So often we reach out to the customer, proactively we tell them why for 3,000 rupees you are screwing your bureau score, don't do this. So that way we have seen huge number of conversions. A lot of the problems are also customers either was lazy, forgot, didn't know his option that he could convert into EMI, all of it. So we first of all try to reduce it at a funnel level. Honestly, I cannot say for all, but in our business, it is not in our interest for you to default. In a ICICI or HDFC world, it is in their interest because 50% of their income comes from revolving income.
Mm.
So from our perspective, we do not want you to default, number one. So we give you options. We reach out to you proactively. We try to make sure that you don't get into default, one. On the UPI credit card world, because it's powered by RBL Bank, once you have defaulted, you have not paid on the time, then there is the usual 42% interest that they charge from the usual credit card world. In the UPI credit line world, there is no extra charge. Whatever is the usual overdraft limit that's there, just there is a maximum up to 300 rupees of late fee. So we do not want you to, so again, if you don't pay it something, there should be a deterrent for you. That's why the late fee is there. But our model is not that, oh, till 30 days, I will charge 0.1%. After that, I'll charge 1% or 2%. No, nothing like that. your interest, or there are no surprises because of that. The objective here is to make money in relationship, not in a defaulting guy. Because a defaulting guy is already in distress. Help him rather than screwing him.
Okay. Just one or two questions here. Who are your partners? Right? Because you mentioned, so the plastic credit card comes from RBL. Do you have any other partners that you work with?
Yes.
Especially like, for example, for the credit line?
Yes, we have two NBFCs working with us. There's a company called Pinnacle Capital from Gurgaon. There's another company called Vinci Capital here in Hyderabad. So we have partners and we are adding more. The idea is, you know, we don't need 20 lenders. We don't need 20 banks. The product is the same. When you download vCard, you get a vCard app. You don't get RBL app. You don't get five other people to, you know, mess up with you. So the intent here is these partners are regulated entities. They are pretty much, you know, as per the RBI guideline, we are working very closely because of the UPI, etc. So those things are fairly standardized. But if you ask me right now, the challenge for us or the relationship that we get close to, if not more, 100,000 applications a month. We are giving very few of them cards simply because we are trying to learn the business one step at a time. If you suddenly give, you know, giving money is easy. Collecting back is a difficult world. So what we are doing here is to go step by step, learn with the relationship, make sure whichever customers are there happy with us. So the intent here is not because I don't have partners. It's just that it takes that time to know this business. It's a complex business to do. And the product, it's glamorous to say that you have a credit card, which is not Master Visa. But if you're doing from the security perspective, from the authentication, authorization, rewards, all of that, you have to do every single thing and better than a Master Visa. So that's why the complexity comes in. We are going step by step and growing.
Sure. Okay. And I just noticed that Virinci Tech, I mean, the parent company is actually a listed company.
Yes, yes. So we are part of a public listed firm, and that allows us kind of, I won't use the word infinite funds, but we don't need to take shortcuts here and there that, you know, if my funding is not there and the business gets shut, nothing like this. This is something like we are a 25-year-old firm. We have close to 4,000 people across the country and in the US. We have been doing credit card equivalent products in the US for close to 15 years. So in general, this is this personally, it's my fourth venture, but honestly, it's not a garage shop solution. You have to make, as I said, it's not that you build a product and run away. You have to build it something which is as good as a Master Visa product. So that's why you need the deep pockets and organizational depth to do it.
Fantastic. That's it, folks. You want to know more about this? The website is very simple, vcard.ai. And there is, the app is there on both the Google and the Apple stores. You can check out their app. And that's a wrap on this episode of Paisa Vaisa. My guest, Vishal Ranjan, founder and CEO of vCard. Vishal, thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Thanks a lot, Anupam. Have a good day.
And listeners, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm your host, Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter. Thank you, folks, for listening to Paisa Vaisa, brought to you by Cred, the most rewarding credit card bill payments app.
No material on the show should be considered as financial advice. The material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any investment decision.
Hi, everybody. Just wanted to ask everyone for a quick favor. We're running a brand survey right now and would really appreciate it if you could let us know what you think about the advertising on IVM. Go to ivmpodcast.com/survey and do let us know. As part of this, we'll be selecting 10 random participants and sending them some IVM swag. So do fill out those surveys.